With about a month left in session, a very active week this week, some very big proposals, big issues that were debated by the Senate this week. Let's start with one of the big ones from earlier called Senate Bill 540, which would adjust the current state fuel tax.
Right. We spent quite a bit of time on that, and I've gone to it several times since then, laid it over, brought it back up. Senator Leibla out of Poplar Bluff is carrying the bill. The original bill was 2 plus 2 plus 2, where it would increase 2 cents every year for for 6 years, a total of 6 cents. Over 6 years. The Senate did not like that. The bill got amended for a total of 2 cents and wanted MoDOT to prove what they were doing and how they were going to respond to it. And then the discussion started out there. Some people wanted it put to public vote. Some people thought, you know, it's our responsibility to do so. Some people didn't want any of it. Some people wanted more. So we in turn got nothing done. So I'm sure it'll come back up again the following week. But at this point, nothing has happened. But the proposal right now is 2 cents for a 2-year period. But it would be 2 years, nothing else to happen in a 2-year period. It is important. And seen stuff from I-70 where some of that pavement's been up there 60 years. It's just crumbling. And you start talking to people that drive on a lot, it is a real problem. At some point, we're going to have to do something. I don't know if this is the right answer or not. The voters did not approve the sales tax addition to it last year. And we'll kind of see where it goes and keep an open mind to whatever proposal might come along. But I do not anticipate it being more than 2 cents. I know the Senate would not go along with more than that. And I'm not even sure they'll go along with 2 cents.
Time spent also on House Bill 150, which addresses unemployment compensation and unemployment benefits, mainly is not so much for those taking them, but for those business owners who have to pay into the fund to keep those funds alive.
It is. And last year this bill came up and we could not override the governor's veto. Got it up again this year. Got some improvements made to it. Hopefully the governor will accept it. Senator Kehoe carried this. I very much supported it. I think it's a great bill. It could save our Missouri employers like $120 million or more in 1 year. And that's important when your business is struggling and stuff like that and you have this huge unemployment tax payment. It's tough on businesses and we have to take care of our businesses and take care of our businesses. We'll take care of our jobs and state. So it's important that we do that. And this is a great bill. So I look forward to seeing if the governor will sign this year.
More time spent on the student transfer issue. Initially, it was Senate Bill 1, and the version that looks like it's the working version, as it were, is now is House Bill 42, which again got some time on the Senate floor this week.
House Bill 42, Senate Bill 1, as we've talked about before, had a $200 million price tag on it. It came to my committee that I'm chairman of, and I just said, no way is that coming out of here. And a lot of that would have taken money out of our local schools and sent it to St. Louis or been tougher for local schools to draw down. Got it worked out, and it got some great amendments. Senator Wasson, which I've worked quite a bit with Senator Wasson on this, a couple great amendments onto it, got the cost down there, and actually turns out with a positive fiscal note here in several years. So it's a good deal. Wish we didn't have to do it, but the unaccredited schools, we have to do something to try and help these kids out. And I think this is a good compromise. So the initial cost next year is $10 million or less, and we think it'll probably be half of that. And so that's a good deal and a whole lot better than the $200 million that was proposed before.